Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 12th. Today's word is brute, spelled B-R-U-I-T. Brute is a verb that means report or rumor. It's usually used with about, as in brute about. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Richard Brody. In the new biopic Judy, Renee Zellweger stars as Judy Garland. The narrowly focused yet emotionally expansive film has been bruited about as a likely springboard for a statuette for its lead actress ever since the movie's premiere last month at the Telluride Film Festival. Back in the days of Middle English, the Anglo-French noun bruit, B-R-U-I-T, meaning clamor or noise, rattled into English. Soon English speakers were also using it to mean report or rumor. It was applied especially to favorable reports. They also began using brute the way the verb noise was used, and still occasionally is, with the meaning to spread by rumor or report, as in the scandal was quickly noised about. The English noun brute is now considered archaic, apart from a medical sense that is pronounced like the French word bruit, and refers to one of the abnormal sounds heard on auscultation. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.